Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side dub siren pool with warm tape style grit inside Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming it straight at jungle and old school DNB energy. Now, this is not about making some cheesy little siren effect and tossing it on top of a track. The goal is to make the siren feel like part of the rhythm, part of the pressure, part of the conversation between the drums and the bass. In darker DNB, a good siren pull can act like a call and response, a tension builder, or even a mini lead hook that helps the drop hit harder. So the big idea here is simple. Start clean, shape the motion musically, add grit in a controlled way, and then make sure the result actually grooves with the breakbeat. First, create a new MIDI track and load up an instrument rack. Inside it, use Operator if you want a really solid starting point. Operator is perfect here because it gives you a clean chord that we can dirty up later, and that's usually the best move for jungle-style sound design. Start with oscillator A only, and choose a sine or triangle wave. Keep it simple for this style. A pure tone gives you more control when you start adding saturation, filtering, and modulation. Keep the sound mono first. That matters. A dub siren is usually strongest when the core is centered and focused. You can always add width later, but if the core is smeared from the start, it's harder to get that punchy, authoritative pull. Set the octave around -1 or 0, and keep the level at a sensible point so you've got headroom for processing. Now let's shape the actual siren motion. Draw a MIDI clip with a held note, then create pitch and filter movement that feels like a pull rather than just a static synth stab. You want the phrase to rise, tension up, and then fall or snap back with attitude. A really effective trick is to use a destination note that changes the emotional weight of the phrase. Don't just focus on processing. If the siren feels generic, try shifting the landing note by a semitone or a tritone. That can completely change the vibe. For the movement itself, think in terms of musical tension. Start around the root or the fifth, glide up into a minor second, minor third, or even a tritone if you want something darker and more unstable, then bring it back down quickly. This is where the pull comes from. It should feel deliberate, like it's leaning into the next bar, not just drifting around randomly. If you're automating filter cutoff, start fairly low, maybe in that few hundred Hz zone, and open it into the mid-range as the phrase rises. Resonance should be present, but controlled. Too much resonance and the whole thing starts screaming in a way that fights the mix. We want bite, not chaos. A little asymmetry in the timing helps too. If the rise starts a touch early or the fall comes in slightly late, the line feels more played and less mechanical. After the synth, place saturator right away. This is where the warm tape style dirt starts to happen. The point is not to make it brutally loud. It's to add harmonic density and that worn-in, overdriven character that feels like old dub hardware or a slightly abused tape deck. Try a moderate drive amount, and keep soft clip-on. Then trim the output so you're not just stacking volume. If the siren still feels too polite, you can swap in or add dynamic tube for a more lopsided, gritty edge. But again, keep it musical. The best tape feel usually comes from multiple small degradations, not one extreme effect. A little saturation, a little filter movement, a little modulation, a little tining offset. That's the magic combo. Next, add auto filter. This is your dub engineer control surface. Use it to sculpt the tone and give the siren that speaking, nasal or horn-like quality. Low pass is great if you want a darker, more vintage pull. Band pass is great if you want it to feel more vocal and focused. Automate the cutoff over the phrase so it opens and closes like it's breathing with the drums. Here's a useful approach. Have the siren open up across a bar or two, but dip slightly before the drop or before a snare accent. That tiny bit of negative space makes the pull feel connected to the groove. The siren shouldn't just sweep upward in a smooth, obvious line. It should interact with the break. In jungle and DNB, the interlock between elements is everything. Now we add movement that suggests worn tape or unstable playback. Keep it subtle. If you overdo the warble, it starts sounding gimmicky. But a tiny bit of pitch drift or smear can make the sound feel alive. You can use vibrato for light pitch instability, chorus ensemble for a little width and haze, or even frequency shifter in very small doses if you want some unstable sideband energy. Keep these movements restrained. We're after character, not novelty. At this point, it's a great idea to resample the siren into audio. This is one of those advanced workflow moves that really pays off in drum and bass. Once the character is printed, you can edit it like a DJ tool. Trim the front tightly, add fades to avoid clicks, and if you want a suction effect, try reversing the tail of one hit or the lead-in before the main phrase. Once it's audio, you can process it further with echo and reverb for dub space. Keep the feedback modest. The point is tension and atmosphere, not washing the whole drop into a blur. Use EQ8 to clean up the low end, usually high passing somewhere in the low mid so it doesn't clash with the bass or crowd the kick and snare. If needed, cut a little where the reese is most active so the siren sits in the arrangement instead of fighting it. A very strong advanced move is to slice the resampled siren and turn it into a playable tool. Put it in drum rock or simpler and map variations across pads. That way, you can perform the siren rhythmically, which is perfect for old-school jungle switch-ups and darker call-and-response sections. In this style, the siren is often more effective as a rhythmic phrase than as a long-sustained lead. Now let's talk groove. This is huge. The siren has to feel like it belongs to the break. Don't audition it in solo and assume it's done. Loop the drums while you work on it. If you have a chopped amen or another break-derived groove, consider applying that swing feel to the siren clip too. Even a slight late placement can give it a laid-back dread that locks in beautifully with the drums. Think about where the siren lands. Maybe it answers the snare on 2 and 4. Maybe it hits on the last half beat before the drop. Maybe it rises while the break fills get more active. The point is that the phrase should feel like it's participating in the rhythm, not floating above it. Arrangement-wise, make the siren useful. Don't design it only for one moment. Give yourself a version for the intro, one for pre-drop tension, one for call and response in the drop, and maybe a broken or reversed one for switch-ups and breakdowns. A great dark side approach is to use the siren as a negative space marker. One exposed pull every 4 bars can hit harder than constant FX. For example, in an intro, keep it filtered and distant. In a pre-drop, let it open up and get dirtier. In the drop, use shorter, more damaged versions as responses between bass phrases. Then in a breakdown, maybe reverse a siren print and use it as a lead-in to a new drum pattern that creates drama without needing a giant fill every time. Before we finish, do some mixed discipline. Use EQ8 to keep the siren clear and out of the way of the bass. High pass it as needed, tame any harsh zone if it's fighting the snare crack, and check mono compatibility with utility. The low mid body should stay mostly centered. If you add width, do it carefully and preferably only in the upper harmonics or on a parallel layer. A final pro move is to create a parallel return with a little echo, a little reverb, and some gentle saturation. Blend that in just enough to make the siren feel like it lives in the same world as the break and bass. In darker D&B, clarity is what makes grit feel expensive. If it gets too washed out, the impact disappears. So to recap, build the siren from a clean oscillator, shape it with pitch and filter movement, dirty it with controlled saturation, print it to audio, and then make sure it locks to the groove. Treat it like a rhythmic phrase, not just a lead sound. Change the destination note if it feels generic. Commit to small degradations instead of one huge effect. And always check the phrase in the full arrangement, because a siren that sounds amazing in solo can still be too busy once the breaks, bass, and atmosphere are all moving. That's the core of a dark side dub siren pull in Ableton Live 12, warm, gritty, musical, and ready to slam into an old-school jungle or D&B arrangement with real attitude. Now go build 3 versions, a clean utility pull, a dirtier performance pull, and a broken-up edit version. Drop each one into a different part of the tune and listen for which one cuts best, creates the most tension, and leaves the most room for the drums. That's how you turn a sound effect into a groove weapon.